You are listening to the Pencil and Paper Podcast Network.
Well, hello, and welcome back to Super Mega Crash Beyond. I am your host, Stephen White, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Lacia Finley.
Happy Monday.
And we are hoping everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, yes. I would imagine those in the States who celebrate, if you're outside, you might not have it or have already had it. Because I know Canada does, there's an October. Mm-hmm. So, you know, outside of that, well, yeah, to those who celebrate, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had all the food and fun you wanted.
It's surprising to learn how many other countries kind of do a Thanksgiving celebration, although I would imagine it's not within the same.
Yeah. Not the same origin story as ours. Maybe.
So it kind of makes you wonder, too, like, how exactly do they, like, where did they start the tradition? Did they just say, you know what, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do that same thing, too, and then just kind of adopt it over time. I'm sure I could do a history lesson and look it up, but I'll leave that to the professionals.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure, well, everywhere's got their own some holiday that they celebrate, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I have Canadians in the family. I should have just asked at one point, like, what's the origin story of yours?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a few Canadian friends that I chit-chat with through messaging online. So, yeah, I guess I could do the same. Just be like, hey, what's Thanksgiving up in Canada? Like, what are the origins? Are you got pilgrims and land stripping and...
Right. Do you do the turkey stuff or whatever?
Yeah, did you do all that?
Because I know they have Boxing Day, which is kind of like, I guess, the day after Christmas, right? I might be getting it confused because, like, we'll do Black Friday beforehand. And I could totally correct me if I'm wrong, Canadians that's listening. But the way that I thought it was explained to me from some that, you know, married in, it's kind of like that where you... all the gift certificates you would have gotten and, you know, you go and return the gifts or buy your gifts or do everything the day afterwards. I know that there is like some history with that where it was like employees or people that work for you or things like that. But and then now, you know, we all capitalize everything. So now it's just consumerism.
Well, if I may, because I did do a little quick search for Boxing Day because I was curious.
Yeah, let's do it.
So it says it is a holiday celebrated after Christmas, like you said, though it originated, you know, because a lot of these things originate with either good intentions or maybe not so good intentions. Depends on how you look at it. It was originally meant to be a holiday where you give gifts to the poor.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like you were going to say slaves they had or something, and then I'd be like, damn it. Well... I guess they got something back then. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Oh,
but
right.
You see it as that, you know, you're like, oh, that sounds like a great thing to do. You give gifts to those who are less fortunate. Well, now it's no different than, like you said, a Black Friday celebration where there's just a lot of people taking advantage of all the sales.
Mm-hmm.
All the sales because consumerism is such a great thing.
Yes. Like, but, we do everything. Capitalism, I think, bastardizes everything.
Doesn't it though?
Oh, have we found a good one yet though? I don't know.
No.
I look at other countries doing something else and I'm like, well, we're all just trying to keep our head above water.
Right. So what I wanted to talk about today, because I thought it would be kind of fun, since I know we just passed Thanksgiving and whatnot, and we probably should have thought about this last week, but the hell with it, doesn't matter.
Right.
So after the fact, I guess what I wanted to talk about is not Thanksgiving as a whole, because there's a wealth of knowledge and misinformation.
Oh gosh, yeah.
We've heard so many things, you know. It used to be one thing when we were kids, which I do kind of want to touch on, and then what it is today. But I just wanted to talk about what Thanksgiving is to us, you know.
Yeah.
Very much like probably talking about Christmas at some point. Like, what is Christmas to us? Because I know that it means something to certain people in certain ways. And I guess that's just what I want to explore. Same with Christmas. I guess I don't want to go down this rabbit hole too far because we might talk about it. But like Christmas, I can't quite explain it. You know, I'm not about the big celebrations of, you know, the Christian aspects of it. I understand them. I know where the stories go, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. Not my bag.
Right.
But there's something about the holiday, the music, the treats, the idea, the concept that triggers
people
something.
People seem to
in
be
life.
In a little lighter of a mood.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
There's something about it that harkens back to, I guess, some good memories that I have. So that when all of this happens, I feel it. And I want to be a part of it. I want to hear those Christmas tunes. I want to see all the Christmas lights and, you know, see all the Christmas specials. And I don't know. I just, it feels like a warm blanket. And that's about as good as I can describe it. But there are layers to it, to be sure. And we'll get into those. But today we're talking about Thanksgiving. And I guess that's really what I want to explore. And I don't know how much we'll have to say about it. But I know that it's not, I guess, very much like Christmas for me. It's not going to be the same for everybody.
Right.
And what exactly you look forward to for this holiday. Like last week, the week of Thanksgiving, what I would have been looking forward most to is an entire week off of work, but COVID managed to fuck me out of that. So thank you, COVID.
I hate that you had to use the vacation.
I don't understand it. I genuinely don't. I kind of thought that's what salary was all about, and you just get
points. Yeah, don't you have like allotted sick time though too? Do you not get both?
Yeah, you get both. And I'm just so confused about the whole thing. But I didn't question it because this is like my first year kind of really... Well, not really my first year. First time I've had to deal with this situation. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
And I didn't choose to dig into it. I just took it and I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't want to lose anything. Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll just deal with it. So maybe next time. But hopefully there will be no next time and COVID will get fucked.
Right.
Because I don't want to deal with it anymore. And all the people, and also thank you to the person who passed it along.
Right.
Because I have no doubt I got it from work.
I feel that too.
One of my jobs literally is to go to every single spot in the manufacturing area and pick up pieces of paper. Pieces of paper that have passed hands through an entire line of people.
Sure.
So any one of those lines, any one of those sheets of paper could have been coughed on, sneezed on, snotted
on. Picked their nose.
Yeah. And it just dried up and then COVID just waited, laying dormant. And
found a living, breathing human is like, wee-hee!
Yay! Yeah. So, obviously, I might not have been the only recipient of that strain.
Sure.
So, you know,
but
apologies
thanks
to those
for the vaccine,
as well.
Right? Like,
yeah,
it still sucks being isolated, but at least you didn't feel like on death's door.
But I feel like if I'd have gotten my vaccine when I was supposed to, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Were you due for the re-up before it happened?
Oh, yeah, because I got my flu shot, and the day I got my flu shot, I was supposed to get the COVID shot, and they were just like, we haven't ordered it yet. We haven't got it, so we're going to have to reschedule. And I was like, okay. And I thought, that'll be fine, you know. I shouldn't have to worry. It'll only be a few weeks.
God damn it.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually get both at the same time now, too, which is hilarious. I know. I was that bad person who never really got the flu shot before. And I was customer service. Like, I totally should have. And I, for some reason, never got it. But now with all of this going on, I'm just like, you know what? We're already here. Just put both in. Like, just do it.
I tell you what, though, when I did finally get it, because I went ahead and just said, no, go ahead and stab me with it, because I want to continue to re-up.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten the reaction. You know, people were just like, yeah, maybe the next day I kind of feel like, whatever. Sure. Mine has always just been a sore spot where they inject it. Like, it's sore.
Good for you.
And I don't know why that's the reaction I have, but the next morning when I woke up, my arm was so sore, like someone had literally punched the shit out of me. And I was just, I'd forgotten for some reason. My brain didn't.
Just get amnesia.
And I just woke up and I was like, God damn, did I like sleep on my arm wrong? God. And then as the day went on, I was like, oh yeah, the shot.
No, that's no joke. I feel like that's always the case with me too, because they have to put it directly into the muscle. So, and I always make them do it on the left because I like to sleep on my right a lot.
And I didn't think about that too. I'm going to have to do that next time, because I think that's why I had associated it, like thinking that I just slept on it wrong, because I was on my left.
Arm.
And I typically seem to lean toward that way sometimes. And that's how I woke up that morning, is on that arm. And I was like, ah, God.
No, you got to think about those things, man. Like, which side can you deal with it for a couple of days? You got to get sleep.
And they always ask, but I'm always just kind of like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Just whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
But no, we're not talking about COVID. Anyway, I was just wanting to complain because I was really looking forward to those extra 3 days, you know?
Oh, I'm
sure. I know it's just 3 days, but still, that's three extra days.
That's 3 days of your life that you won't get back, you know?
But on, a lighter note, with that, I could kind of maybe possibly look forward to quieter days at work, because other people will be taking off.
Yeah, probably be like hardly anyone in the office.
So there's that to possibly look forward to. So fingers crossed the loud one will fuck right off. You know
he's
what?
He's going to be the only one there. Just you wait.
me giving thanks. We're talking about Thanksgiving, and I'm going to talk about this prick. I don't really know how to say this. I dislike this human being so much. Like, I can't even stand to look at him walk by me. Like, just the way he walks just has this arrogant, I don't care about anybody but me attitude. That it just, I want to push him down a flight of stairs. And you know, I shouldn't say that.
No. Yeah. Hypothetically. Is that better? I don't know. For lawyers. Like, we wouldn't really do it, but, you know.
Yeah,
I'm the hypothetical stairs, like.
I'm not saying I will do it. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm just saying that.
The feeling is there, the urge.
Yes.
If I were going to, this is probably how I would feel before I did it.
It's just this, like, I do everything in my power to make sure that I do not get frustrated by his presence. And the days that he is not there are the best days. And I usually enjoy it when it's Thursday and Friday, because at least I know the end of my week will be days that I don't have, you know, it's just a nice lead into the weekend. I don't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
this past Friday was not that day, but still, I did what I could. You know, just anytime I see or hear him get up to go eat for the fifth fucking time. And you know what? You know what he does? You know what he does on his lunch break? He goes for a walk, you know, like he's trying to burn this shit off. And I'm sitting there thinking, if you're trying to lose weight, buddy, you're going to have to cut back on what you eat, because you eat all day.
Well, maybe he's just making room for the snack.
It must be, because it doesn't add up. Okay.
Isn't he the one that always makes the popcorn too?
Yes. The popcorn, the loud. And I know people don't seem to understand this. I don't know how to describe it, but loud. Filling up your cup loudly with water, okay?
Like, do you know holds it like 10 feet away or something.
Yes.
And you just hear it go right in the bottom.
And you just hear.
Oh, with those things. Oh, yeah. I don't know how you control that, though. I was thinking of the sink.
You put it up and you tilt your cup so it just glides in. You don't just let it continue to splash at the bottom.
Okay.
I've done this. I know how it works. Because it gets on my nerves too. Like if I hear my coffee pot doing it or something of that nature, I just like, nah, I don't want to hear it.
So, but certain noises, I get it. Yeah.
But he does it egregiously, and he has a very loud metal cup. You know, one of those supposed like to keep it cold all day. Yeah, whatever. And just, oh my God, I can't stand it.
And I'm sure it irks you a little bit more just because you don't like the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I know those things go hand in hand, you know?
Yeah, it's just, it adds to it. But I mean, it's those things that have led me to not liking him. And now it's just intensified because I'm always in the situation where I have to encounter these things and I have to find a way to avoid them. And people don't seem to understand this is how anxiety works. You know, the more you build and the more you are put in these situations, the less and less of a fuse you have, and you're going to explode. And I don't have a fuse left. Mm-hmm. But I do what I can. A lesser me of another time period probably would have just blown up at some point. And I've been
that person. Yeah. And then you look back on it and be like, who the hell was I to even think that it was my, you know, business to say anything if someone came at me like that? Oh, hell no. You know?
Yeah. Right. So I do what I can to keep my sanity. That's why I have noise canceling headphones, earbuds, and just.
Good, good.
As soon as I see him marching, if they're not in, they're going to be in real quick. And there's always a song at the ready, a very loud one. So I can just drown it out for a minute and then I'm off and back to what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that another off-topic conversation. Thanksgiving.
Well, we know what you're not thankful for due to work.
Exactly. So tell me, I guess, what do you look forward to, if anything, when it comes to Thanksgiving?
I like that you added if anything, because we've had this conversation before where I'm just like, November and December can F all the way off, which is still the case. But to keep it light, of course, there's some things that I could find about Thanksgiving and everything that I enjoy. I know typically people want to say, you know, the good food and the family and all that kind of stuff. But see, that's the part. The family and everything is what gives me anxiety and I don't want to go. So I'll just say it is nice to catch up with people that I don't see all year long. I mean, I'm in a position where I don't live close to anyone, really. So anytime we want to see anyone, it's us traveling, which I think kills the love of it just a little bit, since you know you're always just going to have to be in a car forever, 5-6 hours, do this whole thing. And it's surrounded by like a billion D people the whole time, you know, like the whole time. So, I'll just say that it's usually very nice to see them. And one of his uncles always sends us back with lasagnas. So there you go. Nice. Usually way more than we can handle. So upstairs neighbors, those boys, They I'm sure they enjoy it now too, because we're always just like, it's gonna get freezer burnt, it's gonna go, like, it's lasagna, yo. Those things are extremely filling, and there's two of us.
Yeah.
Even the small pans that only have like 4 slices are a lot for 2 people. And when he's sending us home with like a half sheet, it's God, just like, damn. Jesus Christ, dude. Okay, they're delicious, don't get me wrong. He makes phenomenal lasagnas, right? But it's still, it's just way too much, you know? And I can only do lasagna so many days in a row. Like, there's just something about how rich it is that eventually, do you know that feeling like at the top of your throat? Like, you know, you want to swallow the food because you should, but your body's just like, I don't want you to do this anymore. And you're fighting it, you know? Like, just stop. That's where I get with lasagna. The same way with pancakes. Like, I love pancakes, but you just hit that wall where it's just like, your body's like, nope, stop it, quit eating it. And so that's where I hit with it. It's too rich. And then I do get to see a couple of people from back home that, you know, while I just don't, because I'm far away now. Yeah, that's about it. I'd be lying if I'm trying to reach for more things that I love about the holiday. So I apologize. Nobody wants to hear me whine about how I hate it. So what do you love about Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. There's a part of me that has a little bit of envy on the way you describe it, because I have never, and I probably am kind of grateful that I've never, but I've never had a situation where I've done the long trips for a holiday, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, it'll get old quick. It gets old real quick. Trust me. It's nice to leave the mess and everything behind, right? Like, you didn't have to host. People weren't over, all this kind of stuff. But I just hate car rides.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, there's if I'm going to make a trip, kind of like when we did the trip to Ohio, I'm going to stay somewhere for a while. Yeah. It's not going to be a weekend thing and I got to turn around and get back in that car. No.
That's always what it's like for me. Yeah. Because I always had to work, the next day. Like, I was always the one that had to work. So.
Yeah, I if I'm going to travel, I like to have an extra day for me. Just to kind of like decompress, you know?
Unpack, get your shit back in order, you know, decompress, then do life again. Yeah.
But I've always seen like in the movies and TV shows, you see the people who go on these trips for their families and then they all get together in the big family dinners.
Yeah, and everybody looks happy and loves each other. Yeah.
Or unless it's a dysfunctional Griswold family Christmas or some shit. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But you're just still. Like,
Yeah.
But I've never done that. So, I mean, there's a bit of envy there that I kind of want to do it once. But at the same time, I am concerned because...
Well, do you never go to Ohio for like a holiday with her parents? No.
No.
I just figured you guys would flip-flop like to be there each year.
Yeah. I mean, it probably would be fair. And it's not that I have just been like, absolutely not or anything like that. Uh-huh. It's just usually opportunities are not ideal because I'm working, she's working, money is tight or something of that nature for the trip. So a combination of elements that kind of come into play to where it never seems feasible. And furthermore, and this is my fear. And if Katrina doesn't have it. I mean, she's been up there around that time or after Christmas before, so she doesn't seem to have the concerns, but I do, is I don't want to get stuck in snow.
Oh, you know, yeah, that's why I don't want to travel that time of year. And everyone's traveling that time of year. Like, it's just, nothing's fun about that. Sitting in an airport with a bunch of people. Everyone's trying to get somewhere. Things are delayed. Things are getting canceled. And like, what? No. And everyone's a little bit more cranky because like they feel like where they got to go for the holidays is so much more important because all of us want to be somewhere for it. You know, it's just, screw it. I honestly said if I would have started my own family, I would have moved our Christmas to like the end of January or something. Like, who cares what time of year it is? Just come celebrate now. And then we've skipped the whole rat race of trying to get to everywhere at the same time the rest of the world was. But, you know.
That's kind of how my family kind of does Christmas. You know, I have a brother that lives 2 hours away and my parents, they live pretty close, but we'll always try to have like a group gathering that will not be either on Thanksgiving or Christmas, but somewhere in the middle and just be like, this will be the day that we're kind of doing the celebration for everything. So plan accordingly. Yeah. And it makes it easier, you know, that way we're not all having to deal with the travel and whatnot because... Mm-hmm. Like you said, who wants to travel on those holidays? I don't.
No.
But, yeah, so I do have that envy. But at the same time, I'll say that I guess I'm kind of glad that we don't because, much like you said, clashing of personalities. Now, I'm going to tell a story from last year that I don't know if I shared on our previous show. And if my mom is listening, there's that possibility.
Love understand. You.
Yeah, I love you because that's, hear me out, okay? So,
just hear me out, Mom.
Last year.
And hello, I'm sure you're lovely. We've never met, but hi, I'm Lise.
Last year, and this is where I'm kind of going with, I'm kind of glad that I do not have the big family Christmas or Thanksgivings because I feel like this would probably be a common occurrence if I did. So last year, there was an instance. I had had some drinks, you know, some wine, some eggnog, some, you know, whatever. And, you know, I was feeling pretty good for the most part. But alcohol has two effects on me. It can make me very happy and it can make me very angry. Sure. And it just depends on what triggers it. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is that my ability to... sift through meanings goes right out the door. So I hear directly what I heard And the intention could be something else, but I didn't hear that. I heard what you said, and I have to sort it out. So my brain is on overdrive trying to sort out what happens, and I get frustrated, and it can become a thing.
Sure.
And I've tried to explain this to Katrina several times, so if she sees me spiraling,
right,
she can rein me in. She's like, hey, you're spiraling, come back.
Yeah, no, that's actually good, because the Hubs knows when I am and knows how to look me in the eyes and go, hey, babe.
Yeah.
Love you. I think we're having a moment. And I'm like, you're probably right.
There you go. And that's what I've always wanted her to do. Now, am I always going to be receptive to that? It can be questionable, because sometimes if it escalates to a point.
Yeah. As the significant other, though, hopefully we've learned to not take it personally. And could still try to figure out how to at least remove you from the situation to keep you from making a bigger ass of yourself, so you don't feel worse about it later on. That's what I feel like my job would be. He never spirals. It's always me. So that's his job. He's always cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I wish I could be that guy. Me too. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. But last year I had one of those spiraling moments. We were cleaning up the kitchen, whatnot, and my mom was kind of sitting at the table. And she had bought us some glassware, you know, because we had some random cups that we picked up along the way. I'm sure, like most people do, you just got these plastic cups that you get here and get there, and you just pop them in your
cabinet. No idea where they came from.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, these are our cups because we love them. You know, they're big cups, small cups, whatever cups we need. Yeah. So she got us some actual glassware, tall, small, you know, just for various things. And filled up our cabinet, you know. And I was like, all right, shit, we got like a lot of glasses. And she had asked for a drink, or I had offered her something or something like that. And I'm trying to remember exactly how she said it. Uh-huh. It was, well, you know, when I went to go get it or went to offer it, she was like, yeah, you know, at least you got some glasses in the house. And I don't think she meant it as like, well, look what I did for you.
Sure.
You know, because you don't have any glasses. You can't find anything in
here. At least
here.
Now you have real glassware to drink out of. Yeah.
That's what my brain heard.
Got it.
Okay. Yep. But I think it was more like, you know.
Hey, now you got some glassware.
Yeah. Now you got something like that. Yeah. It was not meant to be a dig, but my brain heard, oh, what are you saying? My cups aren't good enough for you? You know, are they just too rugged and just some...
What, you too good for plastic? Like, now we're just...
That's where my brain was at. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, like, she took offense to all my cups and everything that we had in our cabinet. Like, we were just scum or something. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not what she meant. But that's what I heard. So, boy, I jumped and just leapt on that and spiraled. And I got mad and I went and sat down. And I was just... ugh. My dad was outside when all this started. He came in and sat down, and she's off in another room crying, you know.
Aw, yeah.
I'm a good son that way, that I make my mom cry.
Memories and, for the holidays.
Yes. And my dad, he comes and sits down, and, you know, we were just sitting there chit-chatting. I'm trying to calm. Mm-hmm. And as we are having a conversation, because we hadn't had a chance to really chit-chat and talk since he'd been there, she comes in and, you know, she's crying, obviously, and she's just like, I think we need to go. And that just pissed me off further, because I'm sitting here thinking, no, I'm getting to talk to my dad now. You're not about to take him away from me. So that just made me escalate further. Mm-hmm. And then I start spiraling with this whole thing. And my dad just, at first, he's understanding where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. Like, he has to deal with certain things. And... I think he knew that sometimes she can say something in a way that can be misconstrued. But as I continued to spiral, he got fed up with it.
Sure.
And then, you know, they both barreled out. And then, I don't know, it turned into a whole thing. Mm-hmm. It all got sorted by the next day after I got calmed down.
Sure, yeah.
And even my dad took me out, like, the next day to talk to me, and it was like, what's wrong? You know, it's like, why are you so... And I told him flat out, you know, because my bearings were finally back, and I was like, I needed an answer, you know? Like, my brain needed her to explain what she meant, because all I heard was, fuck your cups, you know? Yeah. Now you've got real glasses.
Yeah.
You know, your scummy plastic cups are no good for you, you peasants.
Right. Who and, raised you? Oh, right.
Yeah. So I think that's what I kept digging for as I kept spiraling. As
wanting
I just,
a reassurance I, that that's not what it was? Or
right. Yeah. Like, I wanted her to say something to put that at ease, and she was not saying it. Therefore, I just kept spiraling. I was like, why? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? And, you know, everybody got fed up with it. So, yeah, I ruined Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know, and even other people were just like, well, no. I mean, they were trying to comfort me in a way yeah. to just be like, well, no, I get what you mean. I heard what she said. And it wasn't, you know, they weren't picking sides, but they were trying to just get
like,
me
I could
to
see
calm.
Where both of you got your idea, but yeah. I think it was a misunderstanding. Yeah.
But again, after I got my shit my head on straighter. And I even admitted to everyone that day. I was like, this is why I it's almost like I had that realization that that's what I needed. I needed some answer. And if I don't get it, I get.
Yeah. You get freaked out.
I lose control. Yeah. And I'm just like, what do you mean? What do you mean? So I'm.
It's good to recognize though.
And yeah, you know. And I'm hopeful that because I have that, maybe I can kind of temper it later on. And right. That's the weirdest thing, too, is I have these, like, I am very aware of how my brain works.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets out of my control.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Fuck that, you know, yeah. Because even I lightly admitted this, and I don't want to go too deep into this. But during the COVID lockdown that we had a month or so ago. Katrina and I both got it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The very first day we were locked together, we had a huge fucking fight.
Aww.
And, you know, I'm talking like we haven't had a fight like that in I don't know when. Probably not even as bad. I worst fight I would say ever.
Yeah.
And it was over the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
You know, the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
And I hated that it happened because all it really came down to, okay, again, we're both sick. We're both in just don't want to do anything. I understand right. that. So that day, I was just playing a video game, you know. She was laying in bed asleep. I was just, like, I had a little energy and I thought, oh, I just want to do something. So I was just sitting there messing around with the video game. That's where I was focused because I didn't plan on doing anything else. Well, apparently in the background, our daughter, who was kind of isolated on her own because she couldn't get to us.
Right.
Although she had a grandfather she could turn to, but that's another story.
Sure.
Yeah. She was like, Mama, what's for dinner? What are we going to have for dinner? And, you know, I guess Katrina just thought, well, I've got to go take care of my child, but I don't feel like it. So before I knew it, she storms out of the room in a mask and goes to cook dinner and then comes it back in. And she's just angry.
Yeah, because you were just playing a video game while she was trying to sleep, and you could have gotten up and done it then.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I didn't know Calliope was bothering her. I didn't know she was asking for anything. I had no awareness of anything. Like, I was just focused. That's where I was. I wasn't hungry. I wasn't anything.
Yeah.
You know, dinner was the farthest thing from my mind, because I was just like, I'm just tired. I don't want to sleep. I just want to rest. And right now, the video game is bringing me joy, and that's where I'm going to stay.
This is my world for a moment, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to get out of the room. I couldn't get out of the room, so it was just like, screw it. This is what I'm doing. So all this happened without my knowledge. So when she comes back in anger, I'm like, what are you mad at? And she's just like, just... And
can't
just
understand
snapped
how
me.
You didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could kind of understand where she was coming from, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, she just blew up, and she's like, I don't fucking feel good. And I'm like... yeah, me too, goddammit, you know, and that's just where it started to escalate. So I grabbed my dinner and I walked off to the other side of the room. I was like, fuck it, you want to be angry at nothing because I don't know what you're angry at. I don't feel good either. No one asked you to go do this shit. Fuck it, I'm sit over here. So she's over there watching TV. I'm over there eating my dinner, looking at my phone. And then eventually she just acts like nothing's wrong. And she's just like, you can come back over here. I'm done watching my show. And I just walked over and I said, oh, so now we're okay? And
you should have just accepted it and sat down.
I should have. But in my head, I was like, I got yelled at for no reason.
Mm-hmm. And she, I think, knew that. That's why she was like, you can come back over now. Like, I think after her brain had cleared from the nonsense that it was.
Probably. But for
I'm
me,
just trying to
I
help
was...
you for the future. Sometimes well, that's how our brains work, man. If we're just like, hey, come back over, we're usually like, we're sorry. It was kind of silly. Even though I was kind of right, but like, it's fine. Come on.
Well, in my idiot head, that's what I wanted to hear is an apology. And that's what I wanted in that moment. I was just like, I want you to acknowledge that you snapped at me for no reason. Explain to me what you were angry at, because again, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's clear the air, because I got snapped at for no goddamn reason. And that's where I was at. You know, I was like, you're not going to snap at me and just not explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So as everything escalated from that point, I'm talking like she was about to storm out of the room, and I did the man thing and blocked away, you know.
Yeah.
But in my brain, it wasn't like, I'm man, I stop you from
you
doing
didn't like slam the door or something when she tried to open it, right? You weren't all like scary, I hope.
No, it was more like blocking it.
Yeah.
And it for in my defense, it was just like, why are you about to go out there with COVID?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, well, you cannot go out there. That was where I was at while I was blocking her. I was like, this is absolutely stupid what you're about to do is go out there because you're angry and you're going to get the rest of the house sick. No.
Yeah.
But then that just escalates because now she's pissed, I'm pissed, and everything just blows up. We eventually clear the air, but a lot of things got said.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so that just made everything a little bit more awkward, but everything got cleared. But the point being, it was just like, you know. That I'm explaining how the brain works. Anyway.
Yeah.
Went down a big fucking rabbit hole.
Happy Thanksgiving. No. I mean, that feels like a typical Thanksgiving for me. It's just like someone fighting in the background. Okay. Yeah.
But what I do love about Thanksgiving, what I'm trying to get back on track to.
We can do this.
You know, I don't really know if I have a lot of memories that just click as far as family things or what have you. I mean, there were obviously times, I'd say, to be fair, where you said you had big family Thanksgivings and whatnot.
Well, on his side, to be clear.
As far as like my dad's side of the family, my grandparents, when I was growing up, they always used to live in a house on a hill right above our house.
Mm-hmm.
So my paternal grandparents were always within walking distance. I could go walk up the hill and see them anytime I wanted. So come the holidays, like Thanksgiving, that's where all my dad's brothers and sisters, cousins, and everybody would come to meet in this small ass little house where all the adults got to sit inside and all the kids were told to get the hell outside.
Sure. Well, you know, we didn't rank. We weren't allowed to eat with the adults growing up.
No.
We had the card table in the living room or some garbage like that. You know, like, we didn't get to eat at the real table, ever.
As far as family Thanksgivings, there are those memories, but they are so far removed because probably the last one I ever had was maybe when I was 12, 13, you know? Because that's, you know, my grandparents getting to an age and everyone's got their own things going on. It's just,
you get older, people have their own kids, and then, you know, things change. The traditions change. That's why I think a lot of big families always try to make that one day, as you had mentioned, that's not on either actual holiday. So you can still kind of get together, but now you kind of have obligations with the family you started, you know, to do that thing. And that's just how life goes when people get older. Yeah.
So, I mean, there are, you know, little memories I have of those days, but I mean, they're very vague at best. I couldn't tell you anything about a very specific Thanksgiving that I had with that family, you know. It just, it's not there. I don't remember any core memories that stick with me. But I guess in having traditions now, it's always been trying to bounce to one family or another. At least it was at one point. I know with my ex, we always seemed to have Thanksgiving with her family all the time on Thanksgiving. And then my parents would come second. And that always kind of bummed me out because I was like, well, why can't we see my family for once on Thanksgiving?
Why can't you do both? Well, okay, I know it's in the past and nothing you
can
do.
Yeah, the both thing, that's, ooh,
See, we did that. Both. Like when we still lived at home before we moved up here to Chicago, we did both. But we flip-flop who had dinner and who had dessert each year.
Yeah.
So like one Thanksgiving, obviously dinner would be with his family, which was always like 40, 50 people at the time. And then dessert at my mom's. And then the next year we would just flop it. Same with like Christmas and stuff like that. Now, you know, since we removed ourselves. But it was nice because our family lived close enough together that even when we drove home, we could still do both. And then you were just stupid, tired, and out of your head by the end of the day, having to like be on for everyone for a full 24 hours and eat all of this food.
Yeah. And that, yeah, that right
but
there.
But you got
is
to go
thing-
home and just pass out. I didn't have to drive another 6 hours to do it.
But that's actually one thing that I try to avoid now. Mm-hmm. And not just because I've slimmed down, but just in general, man, just the consumption of food that used to be a thing, like you said, bouncing from house to house to house. Well, we got to go visit this person. We got to go visit that person. And I remember even with Katrina, her grandparents, when they were still around, they would do like a breakfast as opposed to a dinner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone would come to have breakfast, you know, eggs, sausage, bacon, gravy, the whole everything, all you know, day. Anything you could think. And it would just be this big breakfast. So you'd go have the big breakfast and then you'd go a few hours later and go have dinner. But I'm still full from the breakfast, you know.
See,
breakfast was heavy.
We never did breakfast, at least. But I felt like dinner was always at like 1 p.m., which I found odd. I'm like, why on Thanksgiving are we eating so early when every other day it's like 5 or 6 o'clock? Sometimes. Like, why are we doing dinner at 1? That's what I could never understand. I thought it was just because my mom started turkey way too early. And if we left it longer, it was going to burn. And sometimes it did. And that is the only real Thanksgiving memory that I actually have, is I remember playing upstairs with my niece and my nephew. Because if you guys don't know, we're like the same age. My niece and my nephew. My niece is 2 years older. My nephew is 1 year older. And then there was me. So we were playing upstairs and all of a sudden just smelt smoke. And I could hear my one sister being like, get out. And we're like, what the hell's happening? You know? And so we all run into the driveway because I thought maybe our house is on fire. And no, mom just had burnt the turkey to like crap. apparently she put it in the oven at like 2 a.m. And I'm
holy
like,
shit.
Yeah, she's like, well, 2 hours a pound or something. And I'm like, now as an adult, I'm like, I don't think that was right. But as a kid, I was just like, I don't know. But we ended up getting pizza. So that was, and sides, because we had plenty of sides. Sides and pie and all this kind of stuff. But yeah, I just remember like panicking for a brief moment as a child that our house is on fire. Oh no, it was just the turkey. So we had to open up like all the doors and windows and stuff so the house could air out. Yeah, and that sad thing, my God, it
just
was black.
Nice and smoky house. And
oh,
jeez. Burnt turkey.
Big ass burnt turkey. Yeah, it was. She tried. I love my mom, but she tried. she wasn't the greatest cook, but she did her best.
Hey, you can't argue. I mean, sometimes they find stuff. I'm sure if I could think hard enough, and this is no, again, mom, if you're listening.
Love you.
I love you. Yeah. Like there are certain things that she cooks that I'm just like, you know, like I'm not a fan. But then there are other things, you know, her stuffing on Thanksgiving, whatever recipe she had, that was the thing that everybody looked forward to, is that stuffing was amazing.
Nice.
So fucking amazing. Yeah. And when she said she wasn't going to make it anymore, it was like, no. No.
That is the thing you are to make and leave everything else alone.
Yeah. If you do that, we will take care of everything else. Right. But my God, that stuffing.
We need it.
Whatever you do, that is it. So I've been trying to perfect that recipe to kind of keep it alive. I have it written down somewhere. But no, her stuffing, holy shit. That is one of those things that we look forward to every year.
There you go.
Until that, you know, she retired from doing it. It was like, no,
you know, it's
God.
A lot of work, man.
and understandably so, yeah.
Hosting Thanksgivings are a lot of work. I see. I'm never going to get to host one. But, well, actually, that's not true.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if everybody probably knows that, like, we're filming this a little early or whatever.
Yeah.
First year, we're going to stay here.
Oh, okay. Do you have, like, a small little...
excited. This is the first time. Had to go anywhere, and I'm freaking fucking in love with it. He could be listening, so I've got to whisper. He could be listening. But if you listen to it later, babe, I love you.
He doesn't listen. He's like my wife.
Every once in a while, he'd be like, guess what I listened to today? And I'm like, I have no idea. You know, he'd be like, half of this one, you know.
Yeah, this will be the damn episode he listens to.
I know, right? I think he knows that, because even when he was asking me about it, he's like, I don't think I'm going to get a lot of argument from you. But what do you think about this year? And I'm like, and I tried to not look too excited, kept very calm and went, all right, you know, if that's what you want to do, you know.
But inside you're like,
yeah! Oh my God, I was like screaming. I was like, this is great, you know. So I'm going to make us our own little thing. So it's not like hosting per se, but yeah, I'll make our own dinner and everything, and I'm probably going to be in heaven for the first time in a while.
And you know, but so, you know, I haven't even gotten into a lot of my reasons, but I'm continuing to dig down into yours, because I'll get around to mine eventually. So what's the plan? I mean, since everybody else does these big dinners, because I've even thought about that too, when it's just us, because I was even talking about that with Katrina. I mean, we're doing a dinner over at my daughter's house, because this is her first year in a house and her family's growing and whatnot. So she wanted to have Thanksgiving there. And I was like, we'll do that. So she's planning all this stuff. She's got all this stuff she's wanting to do, ham, turkey, the works, you know, everything. And I asked Katrina after the fact, it's like, so since they're doing that there, do you want to do something here that's smaller? So we kind of, because leftovers, that's the thing I want to get down into. But that was kind of one of the reasons I was like, I do like having leftover turkey. But if they're doing it there, I don't want to take their turkey from them. So if we can have like a smaller little dinner that we do, then we can have the leftover turkey and whatnot. But so what's your plan? Like, what are you planning on doing for just you and him?
Well, my plan is either get a very tiny turkey, and if there's not such a thing, because sometimes there is not, then I might just do like turkey breasts. I know they're not as good, but like, again, I can't do a 20-pound turkey for two people. You know,
I think you can get a 10-pounder. I think you probably,
if not, one year I think I did Cornish hens. Just because, you know, they're like individual sized, you know, so that might be an option if I don't see anything else. Because and I'm just going to buy two baked potatoes to make mashed potatoes with. So I'm just going to make two baked potatoes. So I'm buying two potatoes. It will be baked if I put it in the oven to make mashed potatoes with. Probably some asparagus. And I want to get prosciutto and wrap up asparagus. And that's going to be the vegetable. And then I'm thinking of just making like two individual sized cheesecakes for like our dessert. Because we do pumpkin pie because it's there. But neither of us are the biggest fans of it. We both like cheesecake a lot more. And then that I think is going to be it. And I'll make some bread. Because I do enjoy baking, and I made a really awesome French bread the other day. First time I ever made it, so I wasn't sure how it was going to go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I want to do that again. And then, yeah, so instead of rolls, I'll just make a homemade French bread. So all it'll just be, because I do like to cook.
And you're good at it. I've had your cooking.
And I'm sad because I still think those cinnamon rolls could have been better if I had been around an oven that I knew a little bit better. Because I still think they cooked a little bit more than I wanted them to. It didn't rise as much as I wanted them to. But yes.
But if that was just the worst version of what they could have been, it's still pretty good.
Okay. So. Yeah, they weren't bad. But yeah, I've made better. And I was just like, damn it. Okay. I think it's just because I didn't know how hot the oven was going to get, or this, that, or the other. But yeah, I do like to cook. And he usually doesn't complain about my cooking either. And I do like to eat. So it goes really well together. So yeah, I think that's the plan. And then probably just play video games or whatever we want to do after that. I don't know. I might even just go to the studio, because who cares? I have 24-hour access and nobody's going to need my time really for anything. So I might could just do whatever the frick I want that whole weekend. It's going to be great. I won't have to go to a hotel or do any of that. I'm sorry, baby. I love you if you're listening. But like, he knows that it's not like my favorite thing ever. I'm just kind of bitter about holidays. Like, you know, I don't want to bum anyone out, but like all of my trauma is like in November. So I'm just, that's why I could skip the whole freaking month and just be okay with it. But I do my best to try to go through it, because I know humans love it.
Yeah.
I was hoping at some point I'd love it again, but it's just, I guess it's gone and it's just not coming back, because it's been a decade now. And if it's not coming back, it's not coming back, you know.
And that's fair. I mean, I have one Christmas trauma. I would definitely say that something that'll come back around every mm-hmm. Christmas that I'm reminded of, and I don't think about it all the time, but you know, when mm-hmm. it's there, and you're just like, well, yeah. And I try not to let it bring me down, but yeah. I can't help it. You know, I can't help when the event happened. It just mm-hmm. happened. So I deal with it the best way I can, and I do it silently pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to deal with it anyway. Right. But yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving or the month of November, I have way too many people who have something going on. So
see, that's the nice thing about me. I know no one. And I'm not even joking. Like, people are like, oh, you're kidding. No, if my husband left right now, I'd be 100% solo up in this bitch. Like, no idea. So that's why I think I'll just be hanging out. I don't know people.
I have a daughter with a birthday, a wife with a birthday, a grandson with a birthday, a friend with a birthday, my dad's birthday. And also my parents' anniversary, all in November.
Jesus, F.
Yeah. So you get that and Thanksgiving and everything too. So
that's a long month. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Oof. I wouldn't want November then either. I already don't, but that sounds
like it's just a
more
lot.
Trouble. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But luckily, get by it and there's no big issues. And I also have also one bit of trauma in November as well that I want to bring up. But
oh, yeah. I don't want to bring the room down. Mine would be very depressing. So
we'll just say that
I just don't love holidays anymore because everything had to happen at that point in time. Yeah.
Sure.
So I don't know if you're also in my position and you got the love for the holidays back. How? Please share. I've tried.
Yeah.
I've tried. It's gone, man. It's gone. I used to. So I know it was there and it got killed. So yeah, I guess it's just gone.
Well, if I may, and I don't know if this will help or not, but maybe not necessarily about the holiday itself, but maybe it's because Thanksgiving to me, my parents, or at least my mom, she's always tried to do things that I know anytime we've had dinner over there, she wants to go around the room, say thanks, do all that. You know, everybody's kind of awkward about it. It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I understand what she's trying to do. She's trying to create these memories or these traditions, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, this time, I don't think about it as the holiday of what it's meant to be or anything like that. I just love the idea of the food and the company I'm keeping. So hopefully it's people I want to be around.
Yeah.
And the food itself, I mean, my God, if you have the right people doing it.
Oh, God, yeah. It's usually delicious. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you feel about it. And I've had several in my time. I'm just weird about it. So did you ever do like these Thanksgiving type dinners or anything like that with maybe, if it's not one for one, something like a church group or something like that? Like you have these big church dinners and everybody brings a plate or whatever.
Sure.
And
like a potluck?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is. And look, I don't know the people personally or anything like that. Just knew them from the church, but I was always hesitant to eat other people's food. You know what I mean? Like people I don't know. And I'm not saying that they did anything wrong with the food. There's not anything wrong with their food. It's just something about it would always make me go, I don't really want it.
I'll tell you now that I'm at this age, it's probably safer than at a restaurant.
Probably.
I know everyone's like, but they got laws. And I'm laughing like, yeah, okay.
But there was always something in my head that even if I made a plate, I don't know, I would just eat it kind of.
Yeah, you just don't know. For me, I think it would be like, I don't know how clean they are or what kind of stuff that they add or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything like that. Yeah. I don't
always
trust
had a hesitation. Right. Yeah. So.
Not anyway, that they're trying to kill me. I just.
No. Yeah. But there was just always something in the back of my head. It's like, I don't know who cooked this. I don't know who made this. I don't know what's in it.
Was the dish even clean before they did it? Or Yeah. Because I've seen some dirty dishes.
Again, no offense to the people who cooked. Just that's my hang up. I can't help it. But with family, I know who's cooking what. Mm-hmm. And I trust who's cooking. And I look forward to it every year. There's everything that I look forward to. Everything with the dinner itself that I look forward to, I try to avoid the entire year. Mm-hmm. I want the turkey and the stuffing on Thanksgiving because it's an association that we all have.
Makes it special for you.
Exactly. Yeah. I want that. Cranberry sauce. I know people hate this stuff.
Do you like the real or the can?
Well, I do the can. I've never had the real. So if someone made some.
I've only ever seen the can too.
Yeah. If someone wanted to make some real and give it to me, I would definitely, because I love cranberries. But only recently have I gotten into it. I don't know why. It's because as a kid, you look at it, it's like, ew, what is that?
Is that Jell-O in that dish that's sliced in little...
And you would take it and you would eat it, but it wasn't jelly like you thought, you know, like grape jelly or strawberry jelly. And you're eating this going, oh, what is this? So you had this disgust for it. So I had that because
it's always
in
the shape of the can. You got to have the.
Always got to have it in the shape of the can. And but somewhere along the line, I had a craving, you know, I was like, you know what? I want cranberry sauce. I want cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving. And from there on, it better be on the table. I don't give a shit if I'm the only one's eating it. You can give me the entire can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, but it's going on my plate.
And it's there.
And I'm going to have it with my turkey because that sweet, savory blend. Oh, my God. I love it.
There you go.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And but potatoes, green beans, mac and cheese, you know, and that's another thing, too. Got to have homemade mac and cheese at least for Thanksgiving. Okay, any other time during the year, don't care.
Like, what do you mean homemade though? Like, are they legit making noodles or is it just the sauce from scratch?
Sauce from scratch. Okay. Like, you'll still buy the box noodles or whatever, but the sauce, whatever you make, that comes from scratch. Last year, I made for the very first time. I got a recipe from a YouTuber and the Mythical Kitchen. Rhett and Link and all that. One of the women on there, Nicole, she mentioned something about this mac and cheese that she made, and it sounded amazing. And I was like, oh, shit. So can we get that recipe? And eventually she did post it up for people to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, all right, let me try this. So that, for last year, I spent a good portion of a day trying to make sure that I get this just right. That I make it just the way she made it.
Mm-hmm.
All the ingredients are there. And it's pretty detailed, pretty rich tapestry of cheese and cream and all this stuff.
It's probably like five cheeses or something like that. Yeah.
Baked it. Got it out.
Breadcrumbs.
So this, everything. And I served this up and everybody's looking at it and said, oh, that looks good. Loved it. Everybody loved it. So
did
it was just like.
Bacon in it?
I did not. But that,
maybe do that this year. You get that thick cut bacon that you put in there too and bake. Oh, God. Yeah.
So,
okay, you might have to share that one with me.
Yeah, I could do that.
Because that sounds good.
I got excited because it was like, I've got something good, you know, that everybody loves. So even at that point, everyone was like, hey, you going to make that mac and cheese again? You going to make that mac and cheese again? So this year, since my daughter's taking care of the dinner arrangements for the most part. She's been trying to do that too. She made, like, we went over to her house a few weeks ago for my granddaughter's birthday, and she was making up a dinner, and she made some homemade mac and cheese. And she did it with I guess they say you make a roux first, and then you kind of add your cheese and whatnot, like however that process works.
I thought that was usually with like a beef sauce or a chicken stock or something like that. I mean, that could be good as a flavor. I'm not knocking it. Yeah.
But whatever recipe she had, she did that. She thought it didn't turn out great. Like, she was.
Was it the bechamel sauce? Maybe she made a bechamel sauce.
Could
if
be.
If I'm saying that right.
Could be. Because, I mean, she was sitting there doing, you know, stirring everything in the pot and then adding the cheese in little by little and whatnot and then baked it after the fact. Again, she thought it came out terrible. You know, she was just. like, it didn't turn out right. And I was like, are you kidding? I say, it was amazing. It was great. So you did a good job. I mean, if that was your first time doing it, which I don't think it was, but, you know, again, if this is still in your early stages of getting this right, you did good. So don't knock it. I said, I think it was delicious. But I gave her that recipe, and I was like, if you want to try this one, I said, it's very detailed. I said, there's a few more ingredients that you're probably going to deal with. And I know she wasn't keen on wanting to use a roux or bechamel, but I told her, I said, this is what I did last year. So if you just follow it to the letter, you should have everything, you know, done the same way. So we'll see. I'm excited. I know I will have had it by now, but...
Yeah,
I'm excited to try it whenever we get it. But
excellent. I thought you were going to say you were going to make it and bring it. Like, that would be your contribution.
I mean, I did throw that out there. It's like, if there's anything you need us to do. And she's all excited, she said though. Was, I think she wants to do some of the work. And because she loves to cook, I've noticed. I think she likes that as a thing. And she's practicing on a lot. So. Yeah. I commend
cooking
her,
is
know.
Fun. Baking, you got to be very specific. Like, you can't really stray from a baking recipe. And I never went to school for it, you know, so I don't know how to sub this, that, or the other. But that's definitely a science with baking. Cooking, I think there's a little bit more freedom, you know, to add whatever you want and this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
But it's always better if you enjoy it so that it doesn't feel like a slog all day, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I hope that that's what she... gleams from it, because especially when, like I said the other day, when she was just about like her mac and cheese. For me, when I'm doing any kind of cooking, like the stuffing, that is one thing I am contributing this year. I'm going to do the stuffing, said I would take care of it and do all that. If it doesn't come out right, I know that one of the first years that I actually tried to do it, I personally felt like it wasn't what it needed to be. Like it could have, maybe I overdid a little of the broth or something like that, or just made it too squishy or too dry. I can't remember which one it was. It was like one or the other where I felt like it was, I think it was too dry. I think I felt like I didn't put enough broth in it. And Katrina was like, are you kidding? It's like, no, it's delicious. And I was like, yeah, but it just seems like it could be a little bit less.
It's harder when you've had it a million times one way and you know something slightly off, and everyone else is like, what are you talking about? This is delicious. Because they've never had it before.
And I think that's what it came down to, is I was looking for a certain consistency, a certain flavor, and it wasn't that. And I was just like, ah, man, come on. I'd beat myself up about it. And she's like, just, it's fine. It's good. You know, stop.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to do, you know, very much the same thing this year. And I'm hoping that she also gets to do everything the way that she wants. She nails it the way that she wants, because I want her to enjoy it. I don't want her to sit at the dinner table and feel like this isn't good enough or that isn't good enough, because I know she can be hard on herself. She gets that naturally. I get it. But at the end of the day, that's one of the beauties of it, is if you can do something and it's delicious and you can enjoy it.
Yes.
Like you've said, you've made this thing and you can be proud of it because you tried it and you're just like, That's on point.
I know. I never know if I'm conceited, but like a lot of times when I'm cooking something and I sit down to eat it, I'm like, this is what I wanted, you know, like I'm nailing it for myself right here, you know. So yeah, I think I do pretty damn good when I set my mind to something, you know, for sure.
But yeah, I would definitely agree with that too, that there's that satisfaction. Like even with the turkey, you know, making sure you get it right. Like we've almost got it down to a science now, to where we know exactly how we're going to do it. And I've wanted to kind of experiment, but at the same time, Thanksgiving is not a time I want to experiment. You know what I mean?
Well, do you always bake? Do you fry your turkey? Do we a turducken? Like, I know that's more of a Southern thing, right? Turducken?
Yeah, no.
With beer also in there.
Yeah, there's the beer can thing or whatever.
Which just doesn't feel like that should work.
No.
I've never done it. I've watched my niece put it together and I'm just like, oh my God, you've lived down there too long. But you're one of them now.
But no, I get what you mean. It just doesn't seem...
And it seems like so much work.
Yeah.
Why do you want to put a chicken inside a duck inside a turkey? Like, it just feels like that's... Ugh, and a beer can, like, guys... It feels like a lot of work.
It does.
Than just basting a turkey and throwing it in the oven or in a deep fryer, however you choose to do it.
Now, what we do typically, like we obviously had at one point, like early in our relationship, we did we would do it in the oven and whatnot, and it would come out pretty good. But eventually we moved into, and I don't know what how to describe it. It's almost like a crock pot, but it's not a crock pot. It's like this big roasting
pan, like a pressure cooker?
No, not even that. But it has like the knobs and everything, like the control dial. It's almost like an oven, but it's a big... Like
a rotisserie?
No. It's like I said, it's like a crock pot. It's huge, like this big pot pan, but it works like an oven. Okay. And you just put the lid on it and seal it, and that's that.
There you go.
So we've been putting it in that because it's big enough.
Sure.
And then
probably keeps it moist.
Oh, yeah. And we inject it with these injectable butters or whatever that you can find. Get about three of those and just like, just inject it all the way in there, let it seep in, let it sit, and then cook it. And then, you know, juiciest damn turkey you've ever had. Skin might not be, if you're a skin person. If it's got to be crispy. I don't want some flaccid, nasty. Yeah.
Because then you're just like, now you're reminded that you're just eating skin.
Yeah. No, I want
I can
crunch.
Like justify it when it's crispy, that like, oh, breading or something, you know, because I mean, the fact that we're eating this stuff is kind of gross if you think about it. We're just like consuming another living being's flesh and meat, you know. But yeah, that's how I can like play mind games. I'm not eating something skin right now.
Yeah.
Thinking about it is gross.
Just when it's crispy, man, it's just like, it's like a chip or something.
Exactly, exactly. And it's a texture thing, too. It adds a nice little texturing to the turkey to have like a little bit of a crispiness to it. Because I can't do the fatty stuff. I know some people are like, I love the fat for texture. And I'm like, that's a gag reflex for me for some reason. Just the chewiness of it. I can't. It's, ugh.
Yeah. And I don't want my...
Who can.
Like, I don't want my meat to be dry, like... If you can find a balance to where the meat is tender and juicy, but the skin is crisp, like you hear
it
crack.
Like having to roast it for a certain period of time after you baked it too, which will be like getting the outside a little bit more, crispy before it's burning the inside. So,
well, see, that was one of the things that I was looking at, because going back to the Mythical Kitchen, they did a bit, I think it was last year, where they were talking about Thanksgiving myths or cooking turkey myths or whatever. Oh, okay. So they, you know, you hear the things that this is what you're supposed to do to have the best turkey. So they would go and do those things and then try to figure out what was the best. According to their research, if you call it that, which I mean, it's fair the way they do it. Yeah. I mean, if you're doing all these things at once and then you taste test each one, that should give you a pretty accurate description.
At least for your own taste buds.
Yeah. They did like a just plain turkey, no seasoning, no nothing. They did a dry brine and then a wet brine, and all did them for about 48 hours, I think, in the brining process to kind of give it whatever it needs, and then cooked them, got to see what it looked like on the outside, and then taste the flavor. They determined that the dry brine seemed to give you the most flavor. Like, it might not look as appealing as the wet brine, because it almost looks like it's dried up a little bit.
I feel like it would stay stuck to it a little bit better. Because like the wet, it'll still kind of move and dribble.
Yeah.
The dry kind of just stays on it. I don't know, for lack of a better word. So I could see that being more flavorful if you're wanting to get like a burst of seasoning, a burst of flavor. If you wanted just a hint in the background, then probably the wet would be good.
And that was what he even kind of pointed out too. He's like, think about it. He said, if you do anything to the skin, if you season it, you're not seasoning the meat, you're seasoning the skin.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to seep into the turkey.
Not at all.
Keep it simple with your brining process, because you're not helping the turkey.
No. I often wondered that. But yeah, as long as you're getting that little bit of skin and something on it. I mean, I always put salt on it anyway. Who am I kidding? Like, no matter how good the turkey is, I'm still going to put a little bit on the meat itself.
Right.
As I'm eating. Yeah. So.
I don't know. It's something I've thought about trying, just because, not to say that what we're doing is bad. It's good. We know it's good. We've had it several years now, but, you know, mix it up a little bit. See, just try. Why not?
Sure.
And have you. But desserts, that's another thing that we haven't really touched on.
Yeah.
With Christmas now, and again, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole too deep, but with Christmas, I feel like there are very specific desserts or something like that that I look forward to.
Okay.
But with Thanksgiving, I can't think of any specific dessert that are like, that is what we have to have on our table
yeah.
today for Thanksgiving. I know that pumpkin pie is a very...
It's a very traditional.
Yeah, yeah, very, very traditional. I will admit, I've only recently gotten to a point where I actually enjoy pumpkin pie. I never really had in the past. And then at some point, I was like, you know what? Let me give it a try. And then I actually had a good one.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I can see the appeal in this.
It's fine. I have to hide it under a bunch of Cool Whip. I feel like it's just a conduit for Cool Whip at this point.
It does make it a so lot good. Better.
Why I mean, did I just, I don't know why I could just spoonful eat Cool Whip. It's kind of gross, I would imagine. Not good for me, but I'll do it.
Hey, get you the fat-free zero sugar and just...
I'm going to have fun with it. If I'm going to do it once a year, I'm going to eat it fully leaded, but because I still can, you know.
Yeah.
If you have to eat it that way, then, you know, do what you got to do for your health. Sure. But no, I want all of the fat, all of the sugar, all of the yummies.
And that's fair. But no, I mean, pumpkin pie really seems to be the only synonymous dessert that I can think of. I'm sure there are others.
I feel like chocolate pie is always one that I see as a staple, or like even with a meringue, maybe. Sometimes I see like chocolate meringue pie or pecan pie. I feel like those I see a lot. And maybe that was just me growing up because my mom loved pecans.
Yeah.
Like peanut butter parfait with pecans from Dairy Queen all the time. You know, like she loved it. So we always had pecan pie, chocolate pie, and pumpkin pie. Always. Or pecan, if that's you. Yeah.
Pecan pie, I didn't even think about that. That's not one that I eat.
So, I don't either, but yeah, I see it everywhere. Yeah.
It's not in my purview, but I think he loves pecan pie. So that's one of his jams. And I don't know. It's never been anything that I gravitate towards.
I mean, it's fine. I think it's weird that we're making, I don't know, it is a pie. I don't know. Yeah. But those were the three I always saw at our table.
Yeah.
And I think that was just because one person liked pumpkin, mom liked the pecan, and then my sister's husband liked chocolate. So we got one of each. And there'd be like five of us, you know, so I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's so much pie.
Now, chocolate pie, that was one that I've forgotten about because I don't see it very often anymore. But that used to be like my grandmother on my dad's side. She used to make a chocolate pie all the time. Now, at some point, there was some facts brought to my attention that made me not want to eat it anymore. And I don't know how true it is, but it was just like, no, I don't
want. Is it because of the gelatin?
No, she used to, weird thing that you don't hear very often. You know how everybody, I guess people down south like to chew their tobacco?
Oh, God, tobacco. Yes.
She liked to do snuff, which is like powdered tobacco.
It's just like in a bag, I thought, the snuff.
Something like
that. Or maybe I'm thinking of it right. I thought snuff was little pouches, but I could be wrong. It's been a while since I've been around people who used it.
I haven't seen anybody use it since she passed.
Oh, it's probably been 20 years for me. Like, yeah. I used to know a bunch of people. Well, I used to work at a bar that had a bunch of people who did it. So I remember getting very disgusted by it because these assholes wouldn't throw it away. And I'd be yelling at them on the way out there, get your ass back here and throw it away. I am not taking care of your spit. That is not part of my job.
Yeah.
This is disgusting. Y'all are gross. Take it outside. None of us wants to see a big cup of your spit. That's so freaking gross. Anyway, go ahead. Your story.
Yeah, that's kind of what it boiled down to, because she had this little container and she would just tap it in there and scoop it in her lip. And then she'd sit there with her little, one of those little cups that you used to see as a kid. They were like plastic, but they almost looked like they were ridged like a rooftop or something. You know what I mean? Had like a texture on it. I don't. I'm probably
the Dixie
not even,
cups.
No, I would have to look it up. I don't even know how to describe it properly. I know the cup, and I know if I showed you a picture, you'd be like, "Oh yeah, that one."
Oh yeah.
Had that little cup with toilet or paper towels jammed into it, and then would just spit in it.
She at least did that courtesy. It sounds like.
Yeah, I suppose. But
I mean, small favors, I guess.
As a kid, I didn't think anything about it. I thought, well, this is just something that Granny does. Okay. Yeah. And
when you're growing up, you see somebody do a thing. That's just what they do. Yeah.
Well, someone told me one time that she had accidentally in her chocolate pie.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know if that's true. I didn't see it. I just overheard it. So how true it is.
Did it taste a little menthol that day? A little minty chocolate?
Well, I don't know which pie it was.
Okay. And I don't know if it was menthol snuff either. I'm just...
Yeah, I honestly don't have no idea what kind of snuff she took or used or whatever. But point being, after that, it was just like, nah, I don't.
Well, I can guarantee you that's usually not an ingredient in people's chocolate pie. No. So you could probably feel pretty safe with other people. Is snuff even a thing? Do people still
do it? I don't know.
I'm sure they have to, but I don't ever see it anymore.
I think it's if it's still out there, it's one of those rare things that people do anymore. Because even chewing tobacco, I know that there are still people that do it because I encounter it at work often. Because everybody's got their Mountain Dew bottle in the back pocket.
And then they flip. That's what I always saw, like with the tin in their hand, like doing this, like they're packing it. And I'm like, what are you packing, though?
Yeah, and it's just that whole act. I mean,
cigarettes, I get. Sure, you're packing that in there a little bit more because it's loose. But like, what are you? It's already loose, right?
But you're just, you're just thumping.
Is it just a thing?
I guess. You're
maybe
just thumping.
It's just a nervous tick.
That's all you're doing. Thump, 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 thump.
All I remembered them doing. Yeah. And I feel like there's nothing satisfying about that. But again, I never got into that one. But like just sticking something in my mouth to suck on. Like cigarettes I got. Like there's a satisfying... I don't know. I know all of you who are very good people out there like cigarettes, gross. And you're right. But they're great. Sorry. They're lovely little things that you should treat yourself with every once in a while. I'm kidding. But not really.
I get what you mean.
Yeah. But there's something satisfying. Like there's something I'm actually getting to do also.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I know they're both gross, but.
That is a habit that I have put behind me, but when drinking is involved.
Oh, God, it always rears its ugly head.
It's just like, hey, you want a cigarette to go with your beer? Eh? It's like, it's probably
I do. And then I really do.
Come on.
But you can't separate it. I always thought I could. I was like, just while I drink. But then the next day you were like, man, why do I want a cigarette so bad? It's like, oh, yeah, because you had a pack last night while you drank because you thought you had this under control.
But yeah, I guess really a lot of what I look forward to, I know that I think as a kid, I used to look forward to the parades and whatnot, but.
Oh, I forgot about those. We used to always have one down it was literally Main Street. So our Main Street at home, and the Shriners would always throw us Tootsie Rolls. Yeah. On their little things, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I always thought a Shriner was. They just drove these little go-karts, you know, with that funny hat. So I'm like, hey, look at those guys, you know?
I never see them on regular days driving?
Yeah, they're never anywhere else. They just pop around on Thanksgiving, you know, to do the parade and that's it. God, I can't remember the last time I bothered going to a parade. Wow.
Yeah. Or even that's watching the Macy's on television. I don't remember the last year that I watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Me either, but I don't have regular TV anymore. Who does, I guess, though?
I mean, some of the networks, they have their live
like on
auction.
Streaming or something.
Yeah,
oh,
like
yeah, I don't
Peacock
do the live stuff,
and Paramount, I think, do live.
I think Hulu even has a live if you want to pay for it. Mostly for sports, I think. Yeah, I mean, I don't watch sports, so I don't care. But
with Hulu, I guess doesn't make any sense why you can get live television, or local networks, by the way, through Peacock and Paramount, but yet Hulu, you have to pay extra.
And ads,
if you want it. And we're talking like going from like... what, $13 a month to almost
like
50
bucks. Yeah.
Yeah, a month if you want live TV. But I guess you're getting more channels and more content.
Well, again, I think it looked more sports-centric, in my opinion, because it seemed like it would be advertising itself more around, like, when hockey would come around or baseball or something. Well, baseball never ends, but, like, you know what I mean. They have, what, like, 2-month break? Yeah. But anyway, so that's the only reason why I looked into it, because my niece, she shares mine, and she's like, let's talk hockey. I'm like, and I looked into it, I'm like, it's $50. And she's like, oof. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, the whole point of going to here was to make it cheaper than cable. So do you really want hockey? You know, I think she found it elsewhere. But yeah, I feel like it's mostly sports.
Yeah.
Which would still be cheaper than cable for sports, right? Because I feel like cable's $200-$300 a month now. Or at least last I knew, like 5 or 6 years ago, because I think I knew the one guy left that still had cable that I worked with when I was working at the restaurant. It's just like, cable? Really?
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense how it seems to be. Like, why wouldn't you try to make your cost more competitive to all these streaming services, and yet you're still going to be like, you're wondering why people are cutting the cord? It's because you cost more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they've all gotten together and making, if you get them all, you're going to be paying $200 a month again anyway.
But you can also temper that. You don't have to get the ads, or you can sit through them. So if you're going to sit through ads through cable anyway, you might as well just pay $5 over here and get all this content with ads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you're doing already. So why not just do that? Yeah. I could see it. I could see the appeal. I did. And that's why I got rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was hoping to keep to one or two services, and now I've got all of them. It's like,
well, they all decided they wanted their own and started splitting off. So I was like, God damn it. Because like Hulu used to be amazing because like anything you wanted to watch on regular TV was on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Then like WB's like, I want my own, or CW, I think at the time. And then like Peacock, you know, NBC, I want my own. And then you just started seeing them all drop off because they're creating their own streaming service. And I'm like, the value is starting to get less and less because all the stuff I used to watch, now they want me to pay again to go over here. I guess I'm just not going to watch it anymore because I'm like, I can't get all of you. I just can't, you know? It was nice when I was paying Hulu one lump sum and they paid all of you whatever needed to be paid.
Well, hey, I don't know if you saw that or not, but Hulu might be going the way of the dodo.
I've been keeping an eye on it because I wanted to know what was going to happen. Because it's like, I thought they were going to keep it around, but then you could also add Disney or something to it. So we'll see if they're going to cost, like, up the cost and make it Disney. I don't watch enough on there anymore to justify it. And I would just cancel it, honestly, and then get some other service.
Sure.
Because I feel like the only thing I've been watching on it now is like stuff from Fox, like game shows and stuff that I would watch because everything else has moved on to another service. Mm-hmm. And I have Showtime on there. So I guess I could find Showtime elsewhere, but like...
Paramount Plus. Get it with Showtime, and then it's all in one big bundle, and you get both.
Yeah, we might. But we'll see what happens when that time comes, you know. But as it sits, if it's going to get more expensive because they want me to have all of their stuff, then I'm just going to cancel it, honestly, because there's just...
I understand.
There's nothing I want to see. Like, even on Disney Plus, I think there's only like... couple of months that we want to watch stuff. Like when Loki came out, we wanted to watch that. And like there's some of those TV shows that we do enjoy watching, but it's only on for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Like they don't even have that many shows.
Yeah.
Like six or seven for a whole season. So it's like, okay, so a month or two.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay you all year for 2 months of content that I want to see.
I got so upset with Upload because it just started and now it's over. And I was like, God, man.
I haven't finished it yet, but my God, either I found it late or they really pumped those seasons out. Because I feel like I've seen all three within a year and a half.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm sure it started some time back. But yeah, I just discovered it too. And now
You're the only reason why I heard of that one. Mm-hmm. So and that's what I was saying. Maybe it was just because I found it late, but I feel like I got to watch all of them within a year. And I still have to. Is it over? Because I think I got to episode 4 or 5.
No, they cannot end it there. So there's got to be another season.
Oh, okay. I don't know. We should talk about that one day. Because like there's some things I love and some things that really irk me because I feel like they're breaking their own rules in some places and it's driving me nuts. I hate one thing that I'll suspend all disbelief for anything. Mm-hmm. As soon as you break your own rules, it's over.
Yeah.
Because like now what are the rules of this universe?
That's why you gotta give Gremlins some props, man. They established rules right up front and they said these are the rules. That's it. We do not break them. Period.
Right. You do not feed him after midnight. You do not do it.
Even though there's time zones and all that stuff. Anyway, that's another thing I want to talk about too.
Sure. But anyway, yes.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with the Hulus after this Disney thing goes in 100%.
Yeah. We'll see about that. We might talk about that whenever all that
we'll
falls
see.
Apart. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But anyway, so that's Thanksgiving for us, I guess.
Thanksgiving. One other thing I wanted to talk about with Thanksgiving and just to see if there were any things outside of food or anything or family. Is there anything that you like to watch or anything that's like a tradition? I mean, I know we talked about the parade, but is there anything that you find yourself being like, yeah, maybe, you know, I wouldn't mind doing this for this?
I don't know about for Thanksgiving. I know there are for Christmas.
Sure. Yeah.
But I don't know that there's anything like a tradition that I do on Thanksgiving because I avoid also Black Friday like the plague. So there's not like that I even look forward to. And most of the stores are opening on Thanksgiving now also, which is just garbage. But life doesn't care about humans anymore.
Have you ever done that? Like, had to be a part? Okay. So you
and I have nightmares about it still. Okay. It was when the Pokemon Game Boy game, God, I can't remember which one it was, but it had just come out. $24.73 was the price of this freaking game. Yeah, it still burned into my brain. And this was like in the 90s, guys. So like maybe early 2000s. So that was expensive. Yeah,
that sounds about right.
Like, yeah, so I worked it and that was scary enough. Like, I arrived to work at like 5 a.m. and there was already a line. I'm like, what are you guys doing with your life? And this was before they started opening doors before like 7 a.m. Like, it opened at 7. Then it started getting earlier and earlier and earlier. And now it's on Thanksgiving. But back in the day, it was on Friday at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Stores did not open at 5 or 6 or all these doorbusters or whatever. But that was like nonsense. I didn't even know I was going to get into work. Wow. I'm like, hi, I'm not in the crowd. I'm wearing red because it was at a Target, unfortunately. Let me in, you know. I lasted like 3 months. So it wasn't
well, probably dodged a bullet anyway.
Yeah. No. Well, I was still very young and they didn't give me a day off that I wanted. So I quit.
Oh, hey. Well, yeah.
You know, I was like 17. So, yeah, I wasn't mature about it. But I wanted to go with my boyfriend somewhere. They were going to tell me no, and I was not going to have it. So I quit. What about you? Do you have one?
Yeah, I would probably say that I agree. I can't think of any Thanksgiving movies or TV shows that are specifically that. I know we kind of briefly talked about.
We liked Hallmark. We could probably find a bunch. I know that's what we were talking about because they've always got some season movie.
Like for, I know we mentioned this off mic. Like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is one of those movies that I see associated with Thanksgiving. I guess because it's a theme, you know, within it. You know, the whole traveling, got to get home for the family for the holiday or whatever. So, that's one of those that I always see associated with it. But unlike Christmas, that's just one. Christmas, you can, there's a plethora of movies that people will be like, oh, I watch this every year for this. And, oh, this is going to be my new family tradition for Christmas and whatnot. And this is going to be this movie. That's a whole other conversation we're going to have.
That's coming up.
But for me, I honestly was sitting there thinking, I was like, is there something that I had? And I remembered one. There was one tradition that I had, something that I wanted to watch when it finally started, because this wasn't something that started as I was a child. It's something that's more or less kicked off that I was able to do when I was a teenager. And I would kind of follow it along, and it kind of hit and missed over the years. It's still happening now, today, but not in the same way. But as a teenager, Comedy Central would do the Turkey Day marathon of Mystery Science Theater. So it was 24 hours.
Oh, I do remember that.
Of all the turkeys, you know, the bad movies. And you could just sit and watch Mystery Science Theater all day. And that was something I looked forward to when they started doing those marathons. Because this was not when Mystery Science Theater was, we didn't have streaming. You know, so anytime that show was on, I was such a huge fan. I was like, oh, any more of that I can get, I'm there. So it would be on if I could go watch it. Today, like I said, they still do kind of do these marathons, but now it's through YouTube or something like that. Now they actually have their own app where you can just watch all the Mystery Science Theater that you want.
Of course they do.
Yeah, everyone has
an app. I tell you.
But that's, you know, that's fair. I mean, it's all over the internet, I know, but at least they have a way that if you want to find, it's not all
somewhere
of them,
to
which,
go.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in that, but I understand movie rights nonsense, that whole shebang, because they did 2 Godzilla movies, I think in season 2 or 3.
But they don't play the sound and stuff. It's definitely, how is it not fair use? They're talking over it the whole freaking time, adding commentary.
I don't know. For some reason, I honestly feel like it's the company. It's not about copyright. It's just the company's like, no, we don't want you using our movie to make fun of.
Yeah, maybe they have to get permission in some way. Yeah.
So for whatever reason, you cannot find, well, you can. You just got to look because I've done it. Godzilla versus Megalon and Godzilla versus the Sea Monster. You can't watch them on their services. You can't find them on a streaming platform. You have to go to outside sources, Internet Movie Archive or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. That's where I went and uploaded it.
The deep, dark recesses of the internet.
Mm-hmm. And I even found out, like, after the fact, because I was digging up movies that they don't have on their service, and I was trying to figure out why. They had Revenge of the Creature, which was, like, the sequel to The Creature from the Black Lagoon that was, like, in season 9. And I was like, son of a bitch, why couldn't they just allow this one to be up? I mean, who cares?
Who's this spoiling for? What money are you still making off of this?
Like, yeah, it's so weird, but I was like, whatever. I mean, Universal's going to be pissy, same way Toho's being pissy about them making fun of their movie. But it's all in good fun, you know?
Right, and it'll probably bring you more eyes.
You'd think.
You know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe after you've watched it that way, you wouldn't go watch it again on your own without the commentary. Yeah. I don't know.
But, yeah, that was something that I liked having as a tradition, at least for a few years as a teenager. Mm-hmm. And then I've put it on in the background over the years, you know, like if I know people are coming around and I know guests are going to be coming in, I like to have the TV going, you know, because if somebody just wants to sit and relax or whatever, it's fine. But I try to keep it on a medium level.
Aren't they always just putting on football or something anyway on Thanksgiving?
We're not a football house.
You're so lucky. I'm always like, everywhere I would go, it's always something. I gotta watch football. I gotta watch golf. I gotta watch some shit on the
Well, being at my daughter's house this weekend, for Thanksgiving, probably will be seeing football on the TV because my son-in-law is a huge Tennessee fan. Okay. So he's all about the footballs, and you see him posting about the scores and everything on Facebook.
You should get that sports shirt from Philip DeFranco, because I've often wanted to get that for when I go home to those things. Just be like, I'm ready for whichever one you're forcing me to watch right now. Sports. Got it. You know?
Sports. So I anticipate that that's something I'm going to have to sit through, but it's fine. I mean, it's his house. Sure. You know, but when it's our house, if I just want something on in the background, Mystery Science Theater. It's a go-to. Mm-hmm. It's simple. You don't have to pay much attention to it. You can get a few chuckles out of it if you are. And that's that. And I feel like that's always a nice thing to have on. It's just wholesome fun, you know, for everybody to watch. You're not really doing anything. They're mocking a movie. Everyone can kind of enjoy something like that. And I don't know. Yeah, that's one of those things that it occurred to me. I was like, that's something I do enjoy as a somewhat tradition.
Yeah.
Like, it's not gonna break anything if I don't do it. Like, oh my God, why did we watch Mystery Science Theater out there?
The Thanksgiving doesn't count this year.
Because I think I've even done that with Christmas movies over the years. Mm-hmm. Like, it used to be, nope, we gotta watch this movie. We gotta watch this movie. We have to watch this movie. Mm-hmm. I don't have that anymore. It's like, yeah, if the mood strikes me, I might, but I don't have to watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just more like, I think I've seen it enough times where I was like, I can miss it this year. It'll be fine.
Yeah. But there's certain ones that I only watch when it's that time anyway. And I'll watch it once. I don't feel the need to play it several times throughout the entire season. But once is enough. And I'm good. Because again, when I go travel, they're always going to have like Turner Classic Movies on. And I'm going to have so many Christmas movies that's just in my eyeballs for like 3 days in a row, like marathon, that I'm over it after Christmas, you know.
No, I get it. But I guess that's all I've got to say about Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving, you know, and hopefully we're enjoying ours as we speak right now.
Yeah, I'm hopeful.
Sorry to break that illusion. We're recording a little bit before Thanksgiving happened. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're just like, what do you mean when it happens? It's already happened.
You already did it. Well, we haven't. Yeah, we're from the past. Ooh.
If we'd have thought about this sooner, we would have had this up on Monday, but we didn't. So
yeah, we're doing our best.
We got set back, goddammit.
Yeah, I mean, things happen, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, out of me, I'll never think of anything holiday related. So, like, you have to force me to want to talk about it.
It's fine.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
And you can always say no if you don't
want to
talk about
it. Well, I just feel bad because there's not as much for me to contribute because I'm so bitter. But I'm trying. I'll think of a couple of things just to make things merry for others, you know.
Okay.
So I'm not the Debbie Downer every year.
Well,
If you want a Debbie Downer, though, you can come to me. I got you, man. You want to feel horrible about Christmas? Come to me. I got you.
She'll take care of it real quick.
Real quick.
So, siblings, what are your Thanksgiving memories that you love? What are your traditions? What is it about the holiday? Is there something about it that's just like, oh my God, I love it, or you hate it?
Yeah.
If you hate it, you know, you're entitled to do that too. If it's about the stealing of Native American land, you know, I get it. I'm not celebrating that.
No.
That's not my intention.
At this point, it's just about food.
It is.
Really.
And it's good food if you get to the right people.
Yeah, depending on who's making it, right?
But yeah, we would love to hear from all of you about whatever you love, don't love, traditions, anything about Thanksgiving. Whatever you got, you can let us know at Super Mega Crash on whatever social media platform you use, whether it be Threads or Blue Sky or Twitter. Yes, I'm calling it Twitter.
Yeah, just it's Twitter.
Whatever there is out there, we're mostly everywhere that is not complicated, like Mastodon. And
yeah, I don't get that one. I didn't give it much of a chance, though, either, to be fair. So it may not be as bad, but when it looked like there was rules, I was like, ah, this is hard. And I know
I'm so confused.
What am I doing creating a group?
If you want to send us an email at supermegacrash@gmail.com, you can do that. And tell us a story. I'd love to read that out. We could do a whole letters segment one time, just a whole show about letters from listeners.
Let's do it.
Tell us whatever. That would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out there. Siblings, if you would be so kind, send us an email about anything. Just what the show means to you, what Thanksgiving means. It doesn't matter. If you just want to say, hey.
Did you have a really good breakfast that day?
Send us an email about anything. I don't care what it is. Just say, hey, what's up? I just wanted to send an email. See you later. Bye. And that could be it. And I'm going to read it out. I'll tell everybody who you are. I'll give them your email address and everything.
No, well, I won't. Dox your email. Is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't know. support the show over at patreon.com/pencilpaperproductions. If you could, leave us a 5-star review. If you like our show, helps our show grow if you do that. And finally, keep up with any and all things at pencilpaperproductions.com/supermegacrash. I guess we'll give them a little snippet. So for the month of December, we're gonna keep it all about the holidays. So
Christmas spirit.
We're not 100% sure what we're gonna be talking about, but it's all gonna be holiday themed all the way up until Christmas. So if you hate Christmas.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, I'm here, so it may not all be singing its praises, so you might could come back and sympathize with me.
I can say that I'm not gonna be all like, oh, Christmas is so great, and I got my blinders on, it's so great.
The rosiest cheeks and nose right now, and my little hat.
we'll see where you saw where the conversation went today. You know what it's, true. So we're gonna be talking about Christmas stuff throughout the month of December, so just be prepared. It could be something you love, something you hate, something in between. I don't know, but hopefully we'll entertain you.
And we're not knocking anyone else's holiday.
Nope.
Just to put that out there, I hope you all enjoy whatever it is that you celebrate. It's just that's what we celebrate. So that's what we will talk about. Yeah. But happy holidays for whatever it is you do.
If anybody out there celebrates something different and you want to talk to us about it.
Let us know.
That could be fun. Yeah. Send us an email and be like, hey, I celebrate.
Maybe I'll celebrate your thing because it'll be cooler. I have no ties. I have no loyalties to Christmas. It's just what we've done.
Yeah. We are open to anything.
Maybe I like yours better.
I'm down for it. Anyway, join us again.
We're ending the show.
Yeah. Join us again next week, siblings. But until then, go beyond your limits. Except when you're eating turkey.
This has been a Pencil and Paper Podcast Network production.